Good morning. It is Kale and Company live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Great to have you with us on this frosty Friday. Time for the Friday Fun Bunch, presented by Northeast Delta Dental, with individual and family plans designed to fit your lifestyle. Learn more and find your plan at DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. Friday Fun Bunch, Kitty Ray, present and accounted for in studio.
Yes, I'm here with a big woolly sweater on.
Yes, and Tom Raffio on the road. He has crossed state borders, ladies and gentlemen, and he has made his way to the great state of Vermont. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Yeah, still some precipitation in Burlington. Got here last night. It was I didn't have the same travel delays that you did, but it was very much a slow drive up 89, which both of you know is always delightful to ride. Right. When it's you're looking at your temperature gauge, 33, 32, 31, but yeah, I'm actually we, as most everybody knows, Northeast Delta Dental is actually three companies: Delta Dental Plan of Vermont, Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire, where our home headquarters are, and Delta Dental Plan of Maine. So today is the Delta Dental Plan of Vermont annual meeting. So as much as I love radio and as much as I love you guys, I also want to stay employed. So
that would help. Yeah,
I'm sure
Ellen and Havana are happy about that.
You got it. And speaking of Havana, if you hear Bugs Bunny in the background, it's because she's in my hotel room.
You mean she's not watching the Three Stooges?
No. Three Stooges. Oh, look who just arrived. My beautiful Ellen. I'm on the radio, by the way. So sorry. Anyway, hi. You should tell the listening audience.
Hi, Ellen.
Ellen, they say hello. Say hello. Say hello.
I want to buy something.
Yeah. There she is.
I want to buy something.
You want to buy something?
Oh. Havana wants to buy something.
Want to buy a vowel? I don't know.
Ellen could be the person that does that vowel buying. But anyway, you should tell the listening audience how you guys, you know, really made such an effort to do this show, because you were in Florida having a great time, but coming back was quite a journey. So I think you're doing this on 1 hour of
fumes,
sleep.
As they say, fumes. Doing it on fumes. But sometimes they make for the best shows, Tom. Honestly, I found out in my career, the less sleep I get, the more loose I become on the radio.
Gotcha. You're like kind of like, remember Michael Jordan had this great game when like he had like 103 fever or something?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
So that's you. Yep. That's you and Kitty. But yep. I salute you for...
But no fever.
Coming in, and I appreciate that. And, you know, I only can stay for one segment because I get on to my meetings, but just want to remind the listening audience and you two that the SCA 5K race is Sunday, not Saturday, so it's not tomorrow, it's
right.
Sunday. People usually it's Saturday, so I want people to make sure that they show up for the SCA race at 10 o'clock on Sunday.
And where, Tom, that's going to start where? On Hazen?
Hazen Drive, yeah.
Okay.
Hazen Drive
at
and
State Police Headquarters?
Yes.
Yep. All right.
And it's kind of the... Oh, and also, just to let everybody know, we will be giving out donuts by brothers because one of the elite runners, a gentleman by the name of Dave Dunham, who is in our running book, is celebrating his 60th birthday, but he's still running like he's a 20-year-old. I mean, I've slowed down to, like, turtle level. I'm going to start using your hourglass, Ken.
Yeah, I will loan it to you. I'd be happy to.
So if you come after the race, we'll have a little celebratory donuts. There's a ton of walkers, too, so there's some elite runners. It's the first race of the Capital Year Race Series, but for most of us, it's just a fun event that raises money for the Santa Fund that the SCA union handles, you know, later on in the year. So Jennifer Day is the race director, and it's the first race of the Capital Year Race Series. So once you guys catch up on your sleep, I'll expect to see you there Sunday.
Can you register day of race?
Day of race is fine, yes.
Okay, very good. Very good. And it starts again at what time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, so
Hazen
be there
Drive.
like 9. No, I'm really, yeah, to sign up and I get loosened up and,
yeah.
and do all that stuff, yeah.
Does his stretches.
Yeah.
So that's what's one thing going on. And, of course, next Tuesday night, right, is the opener.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
for the Fisher Cats. 20th season, Tom. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? Joe Castiglione is doing fewer and fewer games
and
now.
He didn't make the West Coast trip. With the Red Sox, but the Red Sox are off to a decent start. Granted, three of the wins were against, a Triple-A team, the Oakland A's, that are going to play in a Triple-A stadium next year in Sacramento. So,
yeah, what a deterioration of a once proud franchise.
I know, one of the proudest.
After the Yankees, you can look this up, but I think like the Athletics, Cardinals, and even the Red Sox are like the next in line for most World Series
when they were the
Athletics and the Oakland Athletics.
But the A's, even a lot more recent than that. Reggie Jackson, and they had Reggie and Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco and Bert Campanaris and Sal Bando.
Ricky Henderson.
Raleigh Fingers. Yeah, they were a great franchise.
So, when you mention Raleigh Fingers, I get really upset. Can I connect the dots for you?
You can, yep.
Because Kitty has no idea what we're talking about, probably most of the listening audience. But back in 1976, I think it was, we had a trade. We were getting Raleigh Fingers and a couple other.
Joe Rudy. He was a great player.
From Athletics. But the commissioner, Bowie Kuhn, disallowed it. Nowadays, it would have went through, but in those days, there was a modicum of rubrics of control of how it all works.
Yeah.
But Raleigh Fingers was such a dominant relief pitcher; could have made a difference. But
oh boy, yeah. And do you remember the other trade that was vetoed by baseball back in the 2000s when Alex Rodriguez was nearly a member of the Red Sox, but he wanted to take a pay cut. To come to the Red Sox. He would have taken a pay cut, and the union stepped in and said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. It's amazing how money is really controlling things in sports. And one thing, I think, I have personally nothing against gambling, but I think that the way it's so embedded now with, it's not just betting on the team. It's like, will Caitlin Clark score 30 or more points? I think it's too much, and eventually there's going to be a scandal, and I'm sure that there's some out there already that we just don't even know about because an individual, and you know this, Ken, there was a huge basketball scandal in the 50s and 60s.
Yep. Point-shaving scandal, yeah.
And then more recently at BC.
BC, that's right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So these kids who, of course now with the likeness stuff, they're making money, but, there'll definitely be some temptation. So I think the fact that, that's so embedded in this, and the franchises are endorsing betting.
Oh, yeah, all the professional leagues are in bed with the gambling operations, yeah.
So,
remember the NFL said, gambling has nothing to do with our success, and now they're embracing it.
Right. That was Pete Rozelle. He used to deny it, and they would never have a team in Las Vegas, and now they have a team in Las Vegas.
Right. But, I read an article the other day in the New York Times, Tom, believe it or not. New York Times. My hands got a little, black from that print, but on the New York Times. But it was all about how teams now are adding security around the bench areas in the NBA because of fans' behavior toward players. Now, players in the NBA in particular are close to the fans, and they're yelling about, what do you have? You must be shaving points, or you must be in with the bookies because, you're missing shots and you're not getting your 12 rebounds. I had your 12 rebounds. You only had 11. I missed out, so.
Yeah, people go crazy.
Yeah.
It is.
I just go crazy at home.
No, but what? I think that sports, listening to you guys talk about this, just watching a game for the enjoyment of the game and not worrying if I'm going to get the spread or whatever it's called, I just think it's kind of, I mean, I get the betting thing a little bit, but I think the enjoyment to enjoy the sport itself is gone because of it.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
I agree, but for others, it's
money.
What they live for, you know, it's their version of drinking or something.
No,
I don't
it's
know.
An addiction.
Right. But in any
but a good
event,
one.
So, you like.
Only if you win.
Every once in a while, if something comes out of my mouth, that's.
Well, I know, Tom, you have to mosey on out of here.
So, yeah, so real quick, so I'll see you guys Tuesday at the opener.
You're missing the donuts.
Yes.
But you have your own donuts Sunday if you come to the race at 10.
Yes. We'll be there.
And it's Donuts by Brothers. We'll check that out.
Brothers Donuts. All right.
And then for my vet fan friends, if you have an oral health pain, you're not covered by the VA, just give me a call at 223-1300, and Dr. Mitch Cray will take care of you. And finally, a shout-out to Larry Lucchino, who passed away, but I think he was really instrumental in turning around the Red Sox in the 21st century.
No doubt about it. And,
thanks, guys. Can we say in unison Northeast Delta Dental?
All right. This program, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 on WKXL, presented by
Northeast Delta Dental.
We did
right,
it okay.
Guys. Love you guys. We'll see you Sunday.
See you
all
soon.
Right, Tom. Thanks. There's Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, our proud sponsor here on Kale & Company. And we'll be back to do this show and this station proud on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Stand by for more. We are back. Kale & Company Live, WKXL. NHTalkRadio.com. Tom Raffio had to attend to his real job as president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. So he's in Vermont doing a board meeting today. I don't know how you spell it. Is it B-O-A-R-D or B-O-R-E-D? I'm not sure.
No, I'm sure it's a board meeting. And he has Ellen and Havana up there. And so I'm sure it's going to be very exciting. You know, during the break, I was just checking the SEA 5K information, and it is their 31st annual.
Okay.
SEA 5K.
Which means we participated in the 30th.
That's
last year.
Yes, some lucky numbers. Lucky numbers for me. But it says race check-in will begin at 8:30. And it will be inside
That's
of
police
the
lingo, folks.
It is inside of the Department of Environmental Services / Health and Human Services at 29 Hazen Drive. So that is the building right next to Department of Safety. Mm-hmm. And let's see, and it says sponsors, other vendors, and swag. I love that
swag
pickup will be there as well.
Oh,
the race!
I like swag.
I do too. The race will kick off at 10 a.m. and parking between Environmental Services Building and the Department of Safety. So, yeah, it'll be cool. And
yes,
after, what did Tom say? Brothers
Donuts.
To celebrate
donuts.
Someone's 60th.
You have a donut there.
Dave Dunbar's 60th birthday. I love it.
All right.
Yeah, I love that way to celebrate, Dave.
All right.
Donuts.
And you have a donut today.
I do. You know what? It's my favorite.
Mine.
Jelly.
Jelly, yeah. Especially
into a
those jelly
roll.
Donuts. I mean, there's jelly donuts, and then there's jelly donuts. And some places are better than others. And Andrew likes his Bavarian cream.
Oh, that is good too.
But, yeah, I see that this place we get them. They don't have Boston cream, but they have Bavarian cream. Andrew, have you noticed a difference? Could you tell the difference between Boston and Bavaria?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I just know that it's a donut with frosting and cream inside of it.
And yummy.
And it's delicious. So and it's always greatly appreciated.
So there you go. All right. You're welcome. And Andrew makes the coffee. You know what? One thing I missed was Andrew's coffee.
I know. I could tell when I came in the building, I could smell the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I am holding my iced coffee on this very frosty morning.
Yes, it is frosty. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like April, but as Tom mentioned, Fisher Cats are going to open at home their 20th season.
Unreal. That's fantastic.
And I was actually there for their first game, but they did not play it at their current location.
Where was
which is Delta Dental Stadium, right on the Merrimack River in Manchester. Their first season was played at Gill Stadium in Manchester.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and they had a different ownership group, and now they have a new, brand new ownership group. After Art Solomon had owned the team for any number of years, they sold it to another organization, Diamond Baseball, I believe is the name of the organization. But the first owner of the Fisher Cats was Drew Weber, who was also at the same time the owner of the Lowell Spinners of the New York Penn League.
Oh.
So Drew Weber owned both. And Drew Weber, out of his own pocket, contributed $1 million to upgrades at Gill Stadium, which, you know, athletes there are still enjoying to this day with upgraded lighting and turf and all that. And Drew Weber was responsible for that in the first year of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And then he sold the team to Art Solomon, and Art held it until the end of last season. And now it's under new ownership. Funny part of it is the same ownership that has now the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. They have 25 or 26 teams, I think, across the country. But another one they own is the Worcester Red Sox, otherwise known as
Woo Sox.
The Woo Sox.
Yes.
So they have the same ownership.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, I'm glad baseball's back. I mean, I really am. I mean, even though, like you just said, with the snow, it's going to be. But you know what? I will bet.
I hope they get the field in shape by Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think they will.
I think they will.
Oh, yeah.
I think they will. The snow will melt fast. We're hardy. We know. Yeah. This is a great spring snow.
I haven't looked, but actually, the Fisher Cats open up tonight in beautiful Binghamton, New York.
Yes. Rumble Ponies?
Yeah. Yes.
Whoa!
Oh, Rumble Ponies.
Where is Tom when I got one right?
Wow. And you know, you used to play for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies?
I do. Oh, my gosh.
In fact, it caused quite a stir when he came
to
Manchester.
I remember. Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Tim
God, look at me. I'm on a roll.
You are.
Can't guess birthdays, but.
They're the AA affiliate of the New York Mets.
Wow.
And they will be hosting the Fisher Cats tonight in Binghamton. I have to look up the weather in Binghamton to see if it's as beautiful in Binghamton as it is here in New Hampshire. But at any rate, so.
Well, I am going to say the weather in New Hampshire is nothing like the weather in Palm Coast, Florida, nor
St. Augustine
or Venice, Florida, or Fort Myers. That's all I'm going to say.
That's
and I want to do a shout out, if I may,
to
Jerry and Tiffany.
Oh,
and thank you guys for that fantastic 10-star hotel and their tiki bar. That is cool. They have a tiki bar.
Yeah, it is.
They have a tiki bar in their own backyard, in their own pool area. And my friend Jane and Padraic and my cousin Nancy. But you know what? I also
we made the rounds, didn't we?
We did. We did. We really did. But I also want to thank, I know we have some listeners, Bob and Winnie.
Yes.
And I'd like to thank them for taking care of things.
That's right. In our absence.
So shout out Friday morning because they all said they were going to listen this morning just to see how
they were
going to do.
They're all out there.
If we could even remember their names.
And here we are on an hour's sleep. But maybe, after getting in late last night. But anyway, we had a great time, and thanks to all who made it that way. And we really appreciate it and had some travel delays getting back, but we made it in one piece. That's the important.
It's safe. That's the important.
It was kind of a tough drive from the Boston area back to New Hampshire last night. In the middle of the night, the roads were not exactly great, and it was two hands on the wheel all the way from Boston to New Hampshire.
Hey, did you say Bennington? Was it Bennington?
Binghamton.
Oh, dang it.
Binghamton,
okay,
New York,
talking.
Home of Boskoff's, one of the great department stores.
I've been there once, not
not in Binghamton,
no.
But the Binghamton one is my favorite. I've only been to two, that one and the one that Kitty referred to, which was in Pennsylvania, I believe.
Yes.
But the Binghamton, New York, Boskoff's, legendary department store. It's along the lines of like a Jordan Marsh, let's say, that, you know, no longer exists, but was a big store. Remember when they opened the Bedford Mall years and years ago? that one of the anchor stores was Jordan Marsh. And you know what Jordan Marsh was known for?
No.
Especially their Boston store. They were known for blueberry muffins.
Really?
My mother used to go in there Fridays and get their outstanding blueberry muffins at Jordan Marsh in downtown Boston. I don't know about the Bedford one.
Yeah.
But in downtown Boston, they had tremendous blueberry muffins.
There's a store that's known for their cookies.
Yeah, Jordan's Furniture?
No. I mean, like, I wish I could remember, because it was like oatmeal cookies or something, and there were a recipe on. I'll have to check that one out, too. But so theirs was blueberry muffins.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And I think Jordan's Furniture, you know, Elliot and Barry, you know, the furniture guys who do the commercials.
That's a different one.
Elliot and Barry do the Jordan's Furniture commercials, and they have bakeries in their stores.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So I don't know. They're not related to the Jordan Marsh people, but you know Elliot and Barry who've done the. I think it's only Elliot that's doing the commercials
yes.
now.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was in a radio studio in Boston when they did their first ever commercial.
Seriously?
For Jordan's
while
Furniture.
While they were recording it?
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't grab you
years
in there?
Years ago.
Just say, right. Come on in, Ken, do it with us.
No, I didn't do it. I was just observing. We'll take a break. Kale and Company continues right here. Kitty Ray in the house. Tom Raffio at a board meeting right now. You figure out the spelling. And we'll be right back after these words right here, WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, presented by Northeast Delta Dental. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We just heard the forecast. And if you're going to run in that SEA, State Employees Association race, or walk in it like we are, dress warmly, because it's going to be in the 30s probably when the race starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. So be there and enjoy. Jennifer Day does a great job putting it together. And we'll have donuts afterwards.
I know.
What can I say? You just have to walk or run 5K.
Just participate. It's for a great cause.
Simple.
Yeah.
Very simple.
It's a great cause. You know what I did? We talked about last week, or a little bit of where we were. You know what else? I actually saw a movie in between all of the beaching and the tiki barring and the walking and the, yes.
You saw a movie on the plane.
Yeah.
The plane. Zip
but
plane.
But it wasn't, just made me think about that movie, Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, yeah.
Snakes on a Plane.
No, there were no snakes.
No.
There were no snakes.
But there's this rom-com, Anyone But You.
Anyone But You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And it was a perfect length movie. It was like an hour and just shy of 2 hours. But if you're into rom-coms, this would be a movie to see.
Who was
I
in that?
I liked it. Sydney Sweeney, and she was in White Lotus. That's the only thing I recognized her from, and I can't remember. It's a streaming, I can't remember which streaming service it's on, platform. Glenn Powell, Dermot McRoney, Rachel Griffiths, which I remember from a TV show a good while ago. That guy that was from, Brian something. But anyways, it was kept me awake.
Well, that's a good
listen
thing.
Listen to it. It was a great, actually, it's really a solid movie.
Anyone But You.
Yeah. It came out, I think, probably January, somewhere in there. And, yeah. So if you're into rom-coms, see it. It's pretty good.
There was one thing missing, however. One thing missing, and that was...
For me?
Yes, for you.
You're talking about the popcorn.
That I am.
Yes.
That I am.
That was missing. But when you're on a plane for like 3.5 hours, when you're finally made it in the air,
yep.
Finally, after like 6 hours of not, yeah, it's a good movie. So I'm glad I saw that one.
All right.
There was a guy next to me was watching some really like serious movie out there. And I'm like, gosh, he really seemed to be into it.
It was in black and white, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. But, you know, I'm like, but to each his own. And I'm not judging, because there's a movie. That's what I liked about movies and why I go, because, you know, in fact, rom-coms, normally you do not hear me talking about them, because sometimes it's like they're too predictable. And this one was kind of predictable. But, yeah, I just love that we can all kind of go. It's kind of like going to your favorite sporting event.
Exactly.
To hear your favorite artist, you know, singing live or whatever. So, no, it was a good one. Yes, except for the popcorn. I give it almost 4 stars.
Wow.
4 boxes of popcorn,
very
folks.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, maybe if I had the popcorn, it would be 4. No, really. Maybe.
Popcorn makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does for me.
Yes. So today, Friday, April 5th, is Bell Bottoms Day. Do you remember Bell Bottoms
when they
were a sensation back in the 70s?
They're
right?
Coming back, actually. Ken.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the the flare leg is coming back, at least for the ladies.
Oh, what about the gentlemen?
I'm not sure.
Because I had a pair of bell bottoms once.
You did?
I did, honestly. I'd admit to that. That was like in 1971. Hmm. 70-71, I would say.
Yeah.
I had some bell bottoms.
Would you wear them again?
Yes.
Okay.
From the Slack Shack in downtown Manchester.
What a cool title.
A Slack Shack.
I also. A polyester suit.
A polyester suit with bell bottoms, yes.
Please don't tell me the polyester suit was blue.
I can't
Powder
remember,
blue.
But I did have a polyester leisure suit, as they used to call them. Remember?
Oh yeah, leisure it was suits. Leisure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did have bell bottoms. I don't know if they went together or not, but the Slack Shack. I also, Andrew, get this, on a whim, I was at the Slack Shack in downtown Manchester. I think it was 1970 or 71, and I bought some leopard pants, like leopard skin. Pants.
Oh my gosh.
we need pictures or it didn't happen.
Yeah, you know what? I agree.
there are only a few people who remember that.
Mm.
But I did have leopard
and
skin.
And some
pants.
Want to forget it, I'm sure.
I want to forget it, but I brought it up, didn't I? But they sold leopard skin pants. They weren't genuine. I always call them genuine leopard skin pants.
Genuine.
I don't think they were. But I bought them at the Slack Shack for probably $9.99 or less.
Yes.
At that time. But
today
is Bell Bottoms Day.
All right, I might go buy a pair, though.
It's Go for Broke Day.
Oh, I'm there. Been,
what do you,
been
what
on
do you,
vacation.
Now, here's one for you. Andrew, here's one for you.
Because
I want you to help me.
Okay.
Help us with the pronunciation.
Oh, here we go.
It is National Caramel Day, or is it National Caramel Day?
Oh man, this is the debate of the century. So it's technically,
yes,
it is spelled caramel.
Yes,
caramel. But if you have family members like myself, or you know, some of the you know certain generations or regional you know parts of the country, specifically Massachusetts,
right?
You know, you hear caramel a lot. Like they just they forget the second A, but it is technically pronounced caramel.
That's the technical name, right?
That is the technical term, yes.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
Caramel. That's the way it's spelled. C-A-R-A-M-E-L. Caramel. Mm-hmm. So it's National Caramel Day. And also it is National Dandelion Day.
Whoa.
Yep. National Deep Dish Pizza Day. Andrew, where do you come down? Are you kind of pizza do you like best? Is it deep dish or is it thinner crust?
Honestly, I was a hair second just from saying yes, because any pizza is good to me. I just love pizza. But I mean, if you haven't had an authentic Chicago deep dish pizza, I highly recommend it. They're fantastic.
There you go.
Although it freaks some people out because sometimes they put the sauce on top as opposed to doing, you know, crust, sauce, cheese. Sometimes they'll do crust, cheese, sauce, and then sprinkle cheese on top of it.
Ah,
oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it weirds people out, but no, the cheese is just under the sauce.
There you go.
That is a little, you know what, then I guess I've never had an authentic one then. I don't think I've ever had it that way. Might try it.
Well, had some good pizza yesterday.
And it was called?
At Al Capone's. Oh, hey. Capone's, actually. Yeah. Capone's. Al Capone.
It was so good. It was almost illegal.
Yeah. That's right. It's National Walk to Work Day. I don't know if today would be the best day to walk to work around here. But.
And if you don't drive safe, you may be walking to work.
That's right. And it's, what else is it? It's Rita Roadmap Day.
Oh, God.
Do you know, I saw somebody pull into a drugstore the other day. You went in for something. And I did see a couple in a car next to me. I was sitting in a Jeep, actually, at the time. And you went into a drugstore. And a couple next to me, actually, the gentleman who was driving, went into the back seat and pulled out an Atlas. He had an Atlas.
You are kidding.
No,
truly.
It's true. And so that's what made me think about read a roadmap day. How many people read a roadmap these days? I was never good at it. Even before GPS, yeah. I was never good at reading a roadmap.
Without that GPS now, I'm lost. No pun intended.
It's also National Raisin and Spice Bar Day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Birthdays today. Tom isn't around.
Oh, tell me.
Tom isn't around, but Tommy Cash is celebrating a birthday today.
I don't even know who Tommy Cash is. That's Johnny's
younger brother.
Oh, my gosh.
And certainly did not have the career that his brother did, for sure.
He sings?
Tommy Cash, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. How old do you think he is?
Gosh, I didn't even know he existed. So I'm going to say...
He was in that movie, Walk the Line. Remember?
I didn't know that.
Was he? I don't know. Maybe he wasn't.
I do not know. Okay, you asked me... He's 80.
84.
Whoa!
84, that's pretty close. Pretty good. Jane Asher is celebrating a birthday today.
Is this from Peter
Asher's sister?
Has to be old.
Peter and Gordon.
80.
And dated Paul McCartney.
80.
I think that's her biggest claim to fame, is that she dated Paul McCartney at one time.
Hey, that would be my claim to fame.
She's 78.
78. Okay.
Jane Asher. And then I don't know if you're familiar with this guy, but Max Gale, an actor who once played...
Oh, my God, I do.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah. Max Gale?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was thinking of the Beverly Hillbillies.
No. No, that's Max Baer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Max Baer.
Whoa.
This guy played Babe Ruth. Max Gale is 81 today. 81.
Wow, those are some...
And locally, Tim Sink from the Concord Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
He's celebrating a birthday today, folks, but we're not going to tell his
age. No. Is
Tim may
from
be
Arnie's?
Listening.
No. No, that's Tom. Tom Arnold. No. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It is getting to me.
Yeah.
Where's my coffee?
Yeah.
Where's my donuts?
Where's my memory? You have to wait till Sunday after the SEA race. All right, we'll take a break, and then we're going to talk about some big event that's coming up tomorrow in Massachusetts.
Oh, nice.
Yes, dealing with, we'll tell you about
it. Okay, yeah.
Because it's a celebration of a national day tomorrow.
Ooh, you're going to have to stay tuned for this.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
We'll take a break. Kale and Company will continue after these words. WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, presented by... Northeast Delta Dental. We shall return. Welcome back. It is Kale and Company live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Great to have you with us on this Friday. You know, Tom Raffio was on earlier in the show, Kitty Ray.
Yes.
We just touched briefly on the Red Sox, but they're actually off to a pretty good start for the season. They're 3-2.
Wow. How's Bobby doing? Bobby Dalbec.
Yeah, I know. Not well.
Gosh, he was like hot.
He had a great. He's Mr. March.
Yeah. Not Mr. October.
No, Mr. March.
I know.
He always does well in spring training. Then come the regular. Last year, he hit over 30 home runs for the Worcester Red Sox, the Woo Sox.
Yeah. Gosh. I want him to do well.
I think we all want him to do well, and he seems like a good guy and all that. But he is not. I don't believe he has had a hit this season.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. But, so they're doing well. The Red Sox.
They're 5-2, and now they open a weekend series against Mike Trout and the Los Angeles Angels in Anaheim. And then Tuesday they open up at home, home opener on Tuesday, right after Eclipse Day.
So on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Monday is Eclipse Day.
Right.
And tomorrow, by the way, is Tartan Day, National Tartan Day. And here joining us to talk about that and a big event tomorrow night is Scott McKenzie. Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ken, and thank you for having me.
Well, Scott, it is our pleasure. You know, there was a Scott McKenzie at one time who recorded the song San Francisco, you know, where flowers in your hair. That's not you, is it?
No, but every time I flew into San Francisco, somebody at the gate would make that comment.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm here with Kitty Ray, my co-host, on Friday, and we're all excited about National Tartan Day. So tell us, first of all, you are the president of the Scots Charitable Society. Tell us about that, Scott.
All right. First of all, I was just recently elected to be the president. I have been a member of the organization for only 42 years. I joined when I was 6 years old. I was just a young guy out of school, and I joined the society. I found them at Loon Mountain, and it seemed fascinating. And here's the part that really intrigued me. It's their history. The society was founded in 1657.
Whoa!
Think about that. That's only 37 years after the landing of the Pilgrims.
That's right. Yeah, 1620,
The United States wasn't even a nation. It wasn't even a notion in anyone's head at the time. And it was formed by 28 Scots who were indentured servants who were captured as prisoners of war during the battles of Dunbar and Worcester during the English Civil War. They were sent to the Durham Cathedral, which was being used as a prison. And then some London investors said, hey, we've got some windmills in Maine and New Hampshire and ironworks in Saugus, Mass. Let's send them over there. So of these 28 founders, 13 of them were former prisoners of war. And they pulled their money to create an organization for the betterment of Scots. And incidentally, the descendants of these indentured servants fought at the Battle of Lexington, triggering the Revolutionary War. In fact, Monroe Tavern in Lexington, Mass. Was owned by the grandson of one of these POWs.
Wow. I had no idea. No idea. Yeah. See, we learn something every day on this program, Scott. And today, that tidbit of knowledge came from you. We appreciate it. But it's not named for you, then. Dispel that myth. Right?
Yeah, that is true. I've had a couple of people already say, this is your own society. I said, no, my name has two T's. This has one T.
Just one T, yeah.
It's for the people who came from Scotland who needed help in this country in the early days. But as more and more Scots came into this country, we actually help people of Scottish descent. Surprisingly, the society was originally called the Laws, Rules, and Order of the Four Boxes Society to provide relief for Scots in need. In fact, over the years, there were a number of indigent Scots that couldn't afford to be buried, and there's a beautiful area in Mount Auburn Cemetery in Cambridge, Mass., with this gorgeous wrought iron gate and fence that was created just for them that couldn't afford to be buried. And Mount Auburn is a rather attractive cemetery and gets a lot of visitors, but people always comment when they see the beautiful gate of St. Andrew at this cemetery.
Wow. Yeah. That is something. Well, we mentioned that tomorrow is National Tartan Day, and that's very important to the people of Scotland and Ireland as well. But tell us about the big celebration that you're going to have in Andover, Massachusetts tomorrow.
Yes, we're the Tartan Ball and Ceilidh, which is a Gaelic name for a party, is taking place tomorrow night at the Indian Ridge Country Club in Andover, Massachusetts. It kicks off at 7 o'clock. The event is sold out. However, we are accepting walk-ins for the Ceilidh at 8:30. It's only $20 a person.
Oh, nice.
Going to be featuring Cam Webster, who tours with the Dropkick Murphys, and the Ceilidh band called Celtic Beats. kilts are not required, but certainly are encouraged. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to feature Highland dancers that are going to be performed by the Stiles School of Scottish Dance, which serves the communities in the North Shore area. There are three things I do want to share about this society that I think is important. We give out scholarships. In fact, we have given out over $2 million in scholarships to young men and women in the New England states. And we open up the scholarship period from January 1st to March 15th. So you've already missed this year, but mark your calendars for next year. We provide relief for people who are suffering hardship. We've given out over $500K. But culture, this is what we're all about. Hence, we're doing the tartan ball to raise funds that go towards us giving out money to deserving young men and women.
Ah, that is terrific. That's a great aspect of what is going to happen tomorrow night. But it's going to be a lot of fun with some great traditional Scottish music. And as you mentioned, the Dropkick Murphys Piper, Cam, will be there, Cam Webster. And and just fun for everybody, right? Is there an age, do you have to be a certain age to be able to attend?
No, not at all. It's mostly for adults, basically. I mean, the dancers are going to be young girls, but they're coming in and be performing for a while and then probably leave. But I generally say from, teenage years on up would be fine. People do have a lot of fun, and I do admire the fact that you see these young men putting on kilts and donning Highland attire. It's impressive to see. And watching people in this type of dress perform, have a great time at this event. It's almost a throwback to the days of old Scotland when the village people got together and had a party. It really is something. And we do this, again, to raise money. We do this to create awareness for the society. It's funny. I go to a lot of Highland games, and I go from tent to tent introducing myself. Mm-hmm. And I tell people I'm with the Scotch Charitable Society, and I go, have you heard of it? And they go, oh, yeah, we've heard about them. And then I say, do you know what we do? And I just get crickets. They're like, oh, yeah. We don't know. Right. So when I tell people, they really don't know, and they're amazed at it. And this is why I tell people that we are a growing society, but we do have openings for anyone who would like to join us because we do a lot of fun work and are a wonderful group of people to be with.
How can people get more information, Scott?
They can go to our website, and it's scotts-charitable.org.
Scotts-charitable.org. Simple as that. Scotts-charitable, correct? .org.
That is correct. And one thing I would like to say that we owe a debt of gratitude to New Hampshire's organization called Scottish Arts. They are all about providing world-class instruction on piping, fiddling, and Highland dance. They were very instrumental in helping us put this event together.
Well, I am of Scottish ancestry myself, and I had a kilt when I was 5 or 6 years old, but I don't think it would fit me today. But it was great. It was great. And listen, I grew up on the songs of Harry Lauder, Sir Harry Lauder. Can you believe that?
Wow, you're dating yourself now, my friend.
I am dating myself. Hey, Scott McKenzie, thank you so much, and have a blast tomorrow night. It should be a lot of fun.
You certainly will, and I thank you for your time today.
All right, Scott, thank you. I appreciate it. There you go. I bet you didn't know the organization, Kitty, was founded just 37 years after the Pilgrims hit Plymouth Rock.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love that Scott with the two T's.
Scott McKenzie.
The Scott with one T. That's
not
awesome.
Not the other Scott McKenzie.
And I knew you'd be excited to talk about this.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
Having had a kilt when I was 5 or 6.
And you had bell bottoms.
I had bell bottoms. I would love to see. You know what I would love to see? One of these days, the incomparable Peter St. James walk into the studio wearing his kilt, because he still wears his kilt occasionally.
Wow.
And wears it well. He wears it well. All right, that'll do it for this edition of the Friday Fun Bunch. If you missed Tom Raffio, you can tune in tonight a little after 7 o'clock. You'll hear his segment, which was the opening one today. Kitty Ray, thank you.
Thank you.
And because I know we're both sleep deprived, but at any rate, we managed to do it thanks to Andrew, and thanks to you, our listening audience here at WKXL. And remember, folks, to always look on the bright side of life. We are presented by
Northeast Delta Dental.
Have a great weekend, everybody.